What's up, guys? Welcome back to How I See Sports. I'm your host, Ali Magistro. Today I am here with Elise Waddington. She is a first year on the softball team and she has been making waves throughout her season so far. So tell me how you got started with softball and why you decided to play in college.
So I got started with softball from a pretty young age. My brother played baseball, so it's always kind of been in my family. But it's the only sport I've ever really played and it's always been my passion growing up. I played on a plethora of travel teams and my high school team growing up. And I just fell in love with it, and I knew after my sophomore year of high school, and after looking up to the older girls on my team and looking how they like went off to college and played softball, knowing that that was really like where my heart was.
Mm-hmm. So why Ithaca? What stood out to you about here?
So I would just say the program itself. Coach Roby and Coach Peyton have really made this program into something really special. The community that the team has is truly one of a kind. Ithaca, the area, is absolutely gorgeous, and I love the campus, and I just love the area, and Coach Roby and Coach Peyton were amazing in the recruiting process, and I'm so thankful for the opportunity.
So what role does softball play in your life?
I would say it plays a really big factor on a day-to-day basis, mentally and physically. It's the driving force, I would say, for pretty much everything I do in my life. It's really taught me, and I really think it's the reason of who I am today. It really has given me the drive and the passion for a lot of the things I do, and I think it's taught me a lot of lessons on and off the field.
So you've been really successful so far this season. How does it make you feel to be a first year being able to accomplish all that you have so far?
It's a pretty incredible feeling. It's pretty awesome to see all my hard work pay off, because this is like the moment that I've been waiting for my whole life, and this is what I've been preparing for, and to see all that pay off is pretty amazing. But I couldn't have done it without any of my teammates, any of the upperclassmen, and even my own first year class has been so incredibly supportive throughout everything, and so is the coaches. So they've really made it easy to come on and be successful.
Mm-hmm. What have you won so far? You won Rookie of the Week, right? Like, was it twice?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Thank
that's
you.
So cool. So what did you expect to get out of your first season? I know it's not over yet.
Yeah.
But like,
I had my expectations pretty low to start. I knew, like, coming off of the summer and finishing up my travel ball experience in high school, I just wanted to come in and compete. I wasn't sure, like, what spots were going to be open and, like, what anything was going to look like. I had no idea. I was coming in so blind. And mm-hmm. So I really trusted my skill and worked hard and knew that my hard work was going to pay off eventually. And I just stuck by that and stuck by the support of my teammates.
Mm-hmm. So following that, how have you added to the success of the team? Kind of like tooting your own horn.
I would say in terms of like the right side of the infield and the right side of the field, I've really covered a lot of ground defensively. I think that my voice has been something that's really helped the team, and being like loud in the field and making an impact with that, and like backing up the pitchers and getting it done defensively, but then also offensively in the batting order, I think I've really contributed to bringing runs across the board and really supporting my pitchers and my team and doing the job that my coach asks us to do, and what my team really needs us to do is get runs across the board and just advance the runners, and I think that I've done a good job of that.
Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with, you know, like ICTV, I write for the Ithacan, like I want to eventually like go into sports broadcasting, and like we, especially within ICTV, we follow like Ithaca softball, Ithaca baseball, and like something that's always been mentioned is like the first years on the softball team, like you, like Taylor Brunn, like mm-hmm. I wrote like almost like leading the team, like you guys are like been really helpful, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, Taylor won Pitcher of the Week, I mm-hmm. thought it was 2 weeks ago, but she really has stepped up in the season, and she's really been a vital part of the pitching staff, mm-hmm. and she moves the ball really well, so mm-hmm. and she's also an amazing teammate.
What are you looking forward to as the season moves forward?
So this weekend we kick off Liberty League play. We're at Union this weekend, so I'm super excited to start playing some Liberty League teams and mm-hmm. get started in conference play, and I'm really excited to just keep going as a team and keep winning and hopefully be successful in the postseason.
Mm-hmm. What are you looking forward to about the Union game specific? What's your prediction for that?
I think we are coming off strong with a sweep from last weekend, and we've been really working hard in practice and preparing for this while also having fun. So I think we're coming into the series loose and ready, and I think our pitchers are looking good, all of our hitters are looking good, and I think we're all feeling really confident off of off coming off a sweep, so I think it's going to go really well.
Mm-hmm. I definitely think it will go good. I know Union, like, it's Liberty League, as you said, and they're a strong team, but you guys have been killing it, so.
Yeah.
So what were your goals for the season, and did you achieve any of those yet? I feel like we talked about a lot of your achievements so far, but.
Yes, yeah, so I talk about this a lot with, like, our mental performance coaches. They have us, like, set goals in the beginning of the season. But my main goal for the season is to stay healthy. So I really prioritize taking care of my body and going to treatment and stretching and doing Normatec and ice baths. And so I really want to take care of my body and just staying healthy for the team and for myself. But then specifically just different stuff defensively and offensively that I work on personally, and really just staying, working on my composure and staying confident and just trusting my ability and trusting myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the end of my questions. Thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Well, that is it for this week's episode of How I See Sports. I am your host, Allie Magistro. Make sure to tune in every other Friday at ithkin.org or on Spotify. Yeah.